Hello, this is Susan Albert Lowenberg, producing director of LA Theatre Works. Tonight we present Man of the Moment by Alan Ayckbourn, adapted for radio by Martin Jarvis. Jill, an ambitious TV reporter, reunites on air two men who should be natural enemies, hoping that fireworks will ensue. Man of the Moment stars, in alphabetical order, Rosalind Ayers, Jane Carr, Ken Danziger, Martin Jarvis, Ian Ogilvy, and Yardley Smith. And now, Man of the Moment by Alan Ayckbourn, adapted for radio by Martin Jarvis.
Hello, I'm Jill Rillington. In this edition of Their Paths Crossed, we tell a story that started 17 years ago in the slow and sneet of a Surrey Nova... Oh, piss. keep rolling, we'll go again. Snow and sleet. Snow and sleet. Here we go. Snow and sleet. Hello. I'm Real Jillington. Oh, my God, I don't believe this. Right, straight in, keep turning. Hello, I'm Jill Rillington. In this edition of Their Paths Crossed, we tell a story that started 17 years ago in the snow and sleet of a Surrey November morning and finishes here in the brilliant sunshine of a glorious Mediterranean summer. It's a story which has, fittingly perhaps, almost a fairy tale ring to it. A tale with a hero and a villain, even a damsel in distress. But this is no child's fable. It is a true story. This is the real world, where nothing is as it seems. This is the real world, where heroes are easily forgotten. This is the real world, where villains may themselves become heroes. And as for distressed damsels, well, are they in reality ever truly rescued? I'll leave you, the viewer, to judge for yourself. And cut! Okay. Did you get the wide? The wide shot. Good. Did you get the whole area? The whole area? What? Oh, yes, sir. Sorry, Dan. Didn't mean to burst your eardrums. Sorry, my love. George! Oh, sorry, love. Dan, can you tell George to set up for the arrival shot? For the arrival. So we can see this man's taxi coming up the hill and their first meeting at the front door. Okay? I'll be with you in a sec. Oh, thank you, love. I'll unplug. Save your batteries.
Sorry, is it all right for me?
Yes, we finished, Trudy. It's quite all right.
Would you all care for coffee? A cup of coffee?
Well, I'd love one. I think the crew are probably okay. They seem to have brought their own refreshments.
Oh, sure.
No, it's probably best to let them get on. We need to set up for this new shot. I want to catch Mr. Beachy actually arriving here straight from his hotel.
Yes, yes.
And hopefully his first meeting with your husband.
Yes, yes. I don't know if Vic's...
He's still not back.
Well, he should be. He said he would be. Kenny was going to see if he could... Just a minute, I'll... Kenny? Is Vic coming? Can you see them? No?
No?
No, I'm sorry. Vic only took the children down to the beach with Sharon. She's their nanny. You can usually see them on the beach down there. He did promise he'd be here.
Yes, he did.
It's not like him to do this. I'll make the coffee. It may have just slipped his mind. Huh? Once he gets with the kids.
Yes. Bugger him.
No, no sign of Vic.
Well, Kenny, where is he?
Digging on the beach, burying the kids, bonking the nanny, I don't know.
He knew I wanted to catch their first meeting.
I know.
I needed that on camera, he knew that.
I know he knew.
I don't see what makes him so special.
Well, he's a star, darling, a star, isn't he? He won't let you down, don't worry.
There's no point in saying that, he just has.
Well, you can film it later, the meeting. You can mock it up later.
I doubt it.
Well, why not? Vic can do that. He's a pro, he's used to that. He did a programme once visiting sick kids in hospital. He was 140 miles away in a London studio. No one ever knew, except the kids he was meant to be visiting. Oh, he can do that sort of thing. It's a piece of cake.
I'm sure Vic could. I'm not so sure about Mr. Beachy.
No?
No.
Not your television natural, I take it.
He's about as lively as a sheet of laminated chipboard.
Oh.
I've just spent 4 days interviewing Mr. Beachy in his hometown of Purley. Oh. I think I've got about 20 seconds of usable material. And those are the shots of Purley.
Oh, not a talker.
Oh, he talks. It's just he never says anything. He's deadly. The point is, there's absolutely nothing you can say to him that he doesn't agree with. He smothers you with approval.
Oh.
It's like trying to interview a fire blanket.
Oh. Yes, well, you normally only meet people like that during general elections, don't you? What about Mrs. Beachy? Any joy with her?
She spent the 4 days we were there hiding in the attic. I never got to speak to her at all. All I'm hoping is once he's here, far away from the bright lights of Purley, he might open up.
Yes, well, a little sunshine does wonders.
Is Vic coming?
Well, I can't see him.
Listen, Kenny, I hope he's taking this seriously.
Yeah, of course he is. You know Vic. He's a pro.
I mean, it may not seem much to you, but if this works out, then I have their firm provisional promise of the other 7 slots. That is 8 in all.
8? Heaven.
Plus, wait for it, plus another penciled second series of 8 in the new year.
16, goodness.
Of my own series. I've got this far and no one is going to trip me up now. I've fought for this chance. Just watch me go.
I will.
Not Mr. Beachy, not you, not Vic, not that damp septic tank of a film crew I've been landed with. And remember, Vic owes me, Kenny. I got that whole splendid career of his started. Remember that.
All right.
Just remember.
All right, easy, relax.
He should be here. Why isn't he here? Neither of them are here. This is all I need.
Well, it's only 1 minute past. Oh, there's a car in the distance just starting up the hill.
Is it Vic?
No, it's not the Jeep. It looks like a taxi from here. It's probably your Mr. Beachy.
Right. Well, we can film him arriving anyway. Get his reactions, if he has any. Keep a lookout for Vic. You're his agent. Get him here.
His manager.
George, come on, get a move on. He's coming. Come on.
Is something happening?
I think Mr. Beachy's arrived.
Oh, good.
What's the matter? Nervous?
Not at all.
It was years ago. You weren't even around.
You know perfectly well how I feel about all this.
All right.
I blame you. You talked Vic into it, this programme.
When have I ever talked Vic into anything, eh? When has anyone? Have you ever talked him into anything? Well, then.
He said he'd be back by now. He's forgotten. I bet that's what's happened. He always forgets what he doesn't choose to remember.
Sharon might have reminded him.
Well, I think telling the time's a bit beyond Sharon. I'd better... Oh, hello.
How do you do? Douglas Beachy. I came in through the front.
Oh, yes. I'm Vic's wife.
How do you do?
We're just about to have coffee out here if you care to join us.
Oh, isn't this glorious? Isn't this simply glorious? Oh, now, this is glorious.
Thank you. May I introduce... Have you met my husband's manager?
How do you do?
This is Kenneth Collins, Mr. Beachy.
Douglas Beachy, how do you do?
Kenny Collins, good to meet you.
Isn't this glorious? Oh, this is just glorious. Oh, look at this pool. Doesn't it look inviting?
You're welcome to have a swim any time.
Oh, no, I don't swim.
No?
No. Mere water, I'm afraid. We've never seen eye to eye.
Oh, I was just fetching another cup. Excuse me.
Of course. May I help at all?
No, wait there.
Well, I must say, who could ask for anything more, eh?
Yeah.
It's glorious. It's quite glorious. Who's that? Is he one of the family?
No, that's the gardener.
Oh, the gardener. I see.
Right.
Very impressive. All you need now is a garden, eh?
Well, I think he cleans the pool and, you know, odd jobs.
Oh, yes, I'm sure. I was only joking. Glorious.
Good flight?
Pardon?
Good flight out here on the aeroplane. I mean, did you have a good one?
Oh, glorious. I'm saving every minute of this, I can tell you. Free trip, free meal.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?